certainly good to be with you here at Bethel Primitive Baptist Church. It's been quite a few years since I've been here. We're thankful to have the opportunity, and certainly I want to express to those of you, you know who you are, Little Miami Primitive Baptist Church, as Brother Ronald mentioned. We went under or went through a building program last year, and we bought a building. And I know many of you that are here have contributed. I've got the list on my desk at home. Try to send out notes to each one that did contribute. But I want to personally thank you for your support to Little Miami Church and allowing us to do the things that we've been able to do. And of course, we know most of all our great God that has blessed us so richly. We're just a little band, but the Lord, as Brother Abernathy preached, we're just few, but the Lord is blessing us, and we're so thankful. And I'm so thankful to see the work that you've done here and as a hallmark to the Primitive Baptist here in this community. I mean, this is wonderful. I had to warn Brother and Sister Harris and Brother and Sister Kennedy. I said, I know you're going to have to keep the green eye of envy under control when we go up there. I told him, I said, my wife's probably got a bulldozer ordered already for next spring. She'll be wanting to tear it down and rebuild. But we're thankful to be here, thankful for all of you. I'm certainly thankful for this preaching that has gone before. Brother Sam Bryant was concerned last night that Brother Chris Krause had taken his text. Well, Brother Buddy has taken mine. But we want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. The subject of priorities has been on my mind, and Brother Bryant touched on that last night in his message. He admonished the church here to make prayer your number one priority. Priorities are important. I think all of us in our lives, we set priorities. In other words, we put things in order as to what's most important. I find it a struggle in my life to keep things in priority. I seem like I've got lists of things that need to be done and never get done. How about you? Do you have that problem? I remember years ago even learning in where I worked and some of the training how to set priorities in order to get the most important things done, because you can't seem to do it all. Well, the other day I was driving in the neighborhood where I live, and we live in a part of Cincinnati where the first white settlers settled in the Northwest Territory back in, late 1600s, early 1700s. A place where Elder Wilson Thompson preached. The road that we live off of, there was a church at one time called Clough Creek Primitive Baptist Church. Elder Wilson Thompson moderated some of the meetings at that old church. The building is long gone. Several old pioneer cemeteries in the area, though. I passed an old church building in a community right near where these settlers had settled, possibly where Elder Wilson Thompson had preached one time. That building still stands. But sad to say, out front was this quote on their sign: "Let us ask the Lord to help us make eternal life our top priority." Now that's sad, but that's reflective. That church at one time stood for the doctrines that we've heard preached here so far this week. Here in that 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, I believe the Apostle Paul is here teaching us some priorities. Brother Buddy has just wonderfully preached on memory, the memory of God. But here, the Lord, the Apostle Paul, under the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is giving us something to remember to keep our priorities. And that's important, brothers and sisters. It's so easy to allow the things that are not very important to become top priority. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory. Certainly here the Apostle Paul teaches us that there's a salvation for us, there's a deliverance for us in our lives, by keeping in memory the things that Paul had preached to them. Paul tells us in another place he didn't receive this gospel by men. He received it from the Lord Jesus Christ. I think an important lesson for all of us to remember, brothers and sisters, in thinking about priorities and thinking about keeping things straight and keeping the important things in our minds in top priority, is to remember that our salvation is not in the edifice that we meet in. Our salvation is not in our baptism. Our salvation is not in our church affiliation. Our salvation is not in this book that I hold before me. Our salvation is not in the principles that we believe. It's not in the doctrine that we believe. Our salvation is in a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. That is our salvation. We follow a man. We serve a man. We don't have the place to make up our own gospel. Jesus Christ went about and preached the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus Christ gave the gospel to the Apostle Paul. He says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you, the preaching is the declaration of the gospel, that which was delivered unto the Apostle Paul. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. You know, there's many things in our lives that if we don't get it just right, it's not going to turn out very good. There's some priorities in doing things. Some of you sisters here in preparing food, maybe, I don't know if you've catered the meals this weekend or if you've prepared the dishes and so forth. My wife loves cooking shows, and she likes to listen to cooking on the radio, and kind of a point of aggravation with me many times, because there's this one woman and her voice, I don't know what it is, whether it's because I wear hearing aids or, but it just grates on me to hear her. She kind of talks like that. And we used to do a lot of traveling. I used to pastor churches miles away from home, and we were in the car. Well, she had to turn on that radio and had to listen to, I can't remember her name now, but anyway, she's still there in Cincinnati, still on the radio talking about cooking. But I learned from listening to those programs that if you wanted a dish to turn out right, there were certain things that you had to do. Or she would talk about it falling or too much heat or too much cold. You had to do things in priority. Or the dish just didn't turn out right. You all had to go through a lot of priorities in building this building. There were a lot of things that had to be done first before something else could be done. Brother Chris talked last night about the master builder. When you're building or remodeling or doing anything, we learned that at Little Miami. We didn't have an architect to lead us. We kind of did it on our own, and thankfully we had Brother Dixon back there that came up, and along with a brother from up in Indiana that came and helped us and did some of the labor. But you know, we had already done some things. Another brother and I, we got in there. We just started tearing out this and tearing out that. And lo and behold, we found that 90% of what we did was worthless. We had gotten it all out of priority, all out of order. We finally got a man that came in and did some work for us. He did a lot of the drywall work and everything. He said, "I sure wish y'all had called me first." He said, "I'd have saved you all kinds of sweat and work." But you see, we didn't have our priorities straight. We didn't have the first important things. We weren't doing that. Here the Apostle Paul says that, "Keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all." Paul says there's something that's top priority. Paul says here that this is of utmost importance. This is first of all. And Paul said, "In preaching the gospel unto you, that which was delivered unto me, and that which I have delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received." This is, Paul says, "I received this." This didn't come from me. Paul didn't say, "I'm a man of multiple languages," as someone pointed out last night. Paul didn't say, "Because I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisee, because I've studied so much, and I know the Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi, I can quote many verses." Paul didn't say, "Because of that, you receive what I preach to you." But Paul says, "You receive what I've received, what's been given unto me, and that I preach to you, that I declare unto you. It's that I expound to you. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins." Paul is here telling us this is of top priority, that Christ died for our sins. And as a result of that, we've been redeemed. We've been reconciled. The wrath of God is no longer upon us. We are in Christ Jesus. I love the way Brother Bryant illustrated that with the songbook last night. We are in Christ Jesus. Where he goes, we go. He's our legal figurehead, brothers and sisters. We are part of him. He is our salvation. Isn't that wonderful? You know, that's such a wonderful message, to know that we are in Christ, to know that he has delivered us from our sins, that we are justified before God, that our sins have been put away as far as the east is from the west. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. You know, there's another place over in Hebrews, in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, and I believe the Apostle Paul here gives us a verse that I believe is a benchmark for us. Again, something to keep in memory, to keep us on track. You know, it's so easy, as I said, that we can get our priorities all out of order. And, you know, you wonder sometimes, why aren't things working? Why can't I get more done? You know, why can't I seem to accomplish things like others do and so forth? Well, maybe it's because we've got our priorities all out of sync. And we need to keep things in memory, Paul is saying, telling us here. We need to keep first things first and get those things done and do the things necessary in the natural world. But there's some things that we need to keep in memory in order that we stay on track doctrinally, in order that we continue to follow in the paths of truth and worship God in spirit and in truth. Here in the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, I believe is a benchmark verse that allows us to know whether we are on track, whether we're continuing to follow. I think it's a benchmark verse that every member of the church, it helps us to know whether or not a minister is staying on track. Paul says in the 7th verse of the 13th chapter of Hebrews, he says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. He's talking about the ministry here. Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Paul says you continue to follow their faith, but you consider the end of their conversation. Consider their priorities. Consider what they're emphasizing is most important. Considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Paul says there's something that is of utmost importance when it comes to the ministry and following their faith. That they're not preaching Jesus Christ one way one day, and then in another season preaching him another way, changing Jesus Christ and changing the things that he has done, changing who he is, but they're preaching Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change, brothers and sisters, and he is our salvation. He has put away our sins. He has delivered us from iniquity. Oh, that we can, as the Apostle Paul tells us about David in the 4th chapter of the book of Romans. And we too, as David was able to express here, Paul says, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, and here's the words of David, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Well, some man begins to teach you that, well, maybe we've taken that just a little too literally. Maybe you are responsible for something. Or like this quote that I saw, let us ask the Lord to help us make eternal life our top priority. This at one time, a little over 200 years ago, the church where this quote now is spelled out, at one time believed the doctrines the way we believe, brothers and sisters. Believed that Jesus Christ was the Savior, that Jesus Christ saved us by his grace. Believed as David believed here, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Now they believe it's your priorities. It's up to you to make eternal life one of your priorities, along with paying your season pass to watch the Cincinnati Bengals or getting the promotion there on the job or boning up on what you know that you might get a bigger raise next year. You know, just put eternal life right in there with the rest of your priorities. Oh, brothers and sisters, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That's the Lord that we believe in. That's Jesus Christ, as Brother Buddy has preached, a God of mercy. A God of mercy. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Apostle Paul here in this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul is laying out a case here like a lawyer in a courtroom. And the reason is that the church here at Corinth had gotten a doctrinal problem. They were some that were teaching that there was no resurrection. And Paul is dealing with that. He goes on to talk about the witnesses that saw Jesus after he was resurrected and so forth in verses 4 through 11. But I want to come down to verse 12. And Paul here begins to lay out his case. He begins to make his arguments like a good lawyer. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain and your faith is vain also. You know, so many in the world today will put faith is top priority. That faith is that which saves you. It's your faith working in harmony with God. But brothers and sisters, that type of teaching, that type of that doctrine simply makes you a partner with God in your salvation. But David didn't believe that. David said, blessed is the man whom God doth not impute sin. David was trusting on the grace of God, grace and grace alone. Notice what Paul says here. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. You know, if faith is of utmost importance, and I've heard some say exactly that, that without faith there is no salvation. I hope we don't believe that. My faith is weak many times. I fear sometimes my faith will be overthrown like others because of false doctrine. You know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, as the old saying goes, and I know I could be easily led astray. Paul says here, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. He says our preaching is useless. If Christ didn't come out of the grave, if that stone wasn't rolled away, if God didn't raise him up, then brothers and sisters, all of our preaching, all of this is just worthless. The world's right. Look at those foolish people up there meeting together, spending all this time listening to preaching. Well, that's foolishness. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is vain also. What you believe doesn't amount to a hill of beans if Christ didn't come out of the grave. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. See the point that Paul is coming to, brothers and sisters? What has delivered us from our sins? And without the deliverance from sin, we're still under the wrath of God. There is no justification without the deliverance of sin. But brothers and sisters, by the blood of Christ, we have been delivered from our sins. We are freed from our sins. They're never to be remembered anymore. God has forgotten our sins. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever, our deliverer, our Savior. May God bless you.
Number 47. 47.